TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
You are now tuned in to the Social Lab. It's Gangali in the building, chilling on TM Hyman Radio. Yeah.
Pharaoh. Part of my determination, I determine my equation. Dropping a raw skill, I determine what I'm making. Until the name Poe Rain, permanent in the game. Snow rain, sleet still, serving in flames. Like a pyrotechnician, flow is viral, sex fixes. Explosive like the next record, funk flexes mixing. Plus I'm explicit, what I spit hot makes the feds listen. Poe going to court for murder, I pled the fifth in. Black Lives Matter, you should analyze the matter. Think about that before you advertise a rapper. It's a rap race. It's a lot of posturing in the front, and cats is always full of talk, but your wallet's full of nothing. Listen, I'd rather live it, cause my pride, I travel with it, and fuck talking about it, cause I'd rather rap the rhythm. I'm a master of my fate, immaculate like my phrase. Count my money in the tropics while they blast me on the waves. It's Ferragamo. Gamo.
Somebody ought to
Yeah. I think I deserve it, I know that I'm worth it. Flow so perfect, I mastered this word shit. Show me the cheese, watch me craft these verses. Run up the stage, the respect I done earned it. I'm at the door, the knob let me turn it. I'm what you're looking for, hey you ain't even know it. They dream star power, but you know I hold it. This is my hour, and watch how I show it. So who's next in the ring with this rap dream? Two pumps and a purse, come see. Queen. I done much out of church, I keep it so clean. They get gutter in the verse on a split screen. I'm on my A game, with my A team. One in the chamber plus a hot 16, huh? They kind of favor, but they not Gangali. It's nothing major, but it's still the same fee.
Radio 917-889-3926. Gangali, let me in. Off of that, something Perfections is the name. Listen, I try to keep up. Something Perfections. We'll tell you the name of that joint. Gangali, 917-889-3926. Hey, women lie too. Did you all realize that women lie too? In the midst of Bill Cosby going away, they got him, folks. They got Heathcliff Huxtable. Can you believe it? I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to see what's going to happen tomorrow. All eyes on Capitol Hill. Women lie too. I'm trying to figure out, are these women lying on the judge, or was the judge like a wild dude who's not trying to own his past? All I know is we think men lie, but listen, women lie too. I tried to book a
lawyer out of Miami. Her name is Rossi Williams. She sent me something last week, and she shed light from a different perspective. And in her perspective as a lawyer was, women lie too. Sit right up in court and lie. I have my own Me Too situation. She lied on me. You are in tune to the Social Lab Team on radio. But first, all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina, we chops it up every Wednesday. She ain't feeling too good, but I think she's going to hang out long enough to give you this dope recipe. Give it up. She, what's up, Ma?
Hello.
Do you need a nurse? Do you need some crutches? Do you need a bed at home? What the hell do you need?
I need me a maintenance man. Where he at?
Maintenance man. Maintenance man. Hey.
Or a plumber to unclog some pipes.
Boom. Uber got everything else. I think I might be able to Uber.
Yeah, I got a few specifications.
Hey,
you know, I can put it out there.
You stand by. Let me see what we can do to help you with them pipes. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Hey, I wonder if she need a maintenance man. Give it up, hot chocolate. What's popping?
I will say that I am still accepting maintenance man applications. It's not quite cuffing season yet. So, you know, yeah, a few more of y'all might slide under the radar. Mm-hmm. How's my TMI?
I feel you there.
Yeah.
That's right. A little TMI for TM tonight.
Yeah, a little bit. What we have is typically TMI for TM. It typically.
Yeah.
He normally has to put the brakes on us like, whoa, okay, calm down.
Right.
I love that. He doesn't mind us.
There you go. So what, he put us on pause so he can Uber me a man over here?
He may be looking up the Uber plumber qualifications.
I was trying to see about what I could do. Mm-hmm. You know, Uber helps us out with so many things, but I'm not sure I can help you out with them pipes tonight. 917-889-3926. Mamas need love too. I'm not a hater. Mamas need love too. 917-889-3926.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, women lie too. I have my own Me Too story that we'll share later on. We chops it up with Fee every Wednesday night. But can you all believe that Bill Cosby is talking to Camille on a phone around the bars tonight on his first full day in state prison? We're talking about
that people are listening to. Yeah.
They got him.
Yeah. It's very sad. Like, my thing is, and my world is driven
America's
by memes
dead.
And the internet these days. I saw a meme that said, if we're going to lock Bill Cosby up at age 80, we need to lock up, and I need to find the meme because I have to say this woman's
name. Hold
up,
folks. A whole lot of folks,
but in particularly the 83-year-old lady who lied about Emmett Till.
Yep, I saw that one. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
She needs to be locked up as well.
Yep, because she came forward and said, look, I lied.
Mm-hmm.
I lied. So what's the statute of limitations? Statute of limitations as far as that is concerned.
Right.
Bottom line, that baby is gone. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. But she's still sitting someplace looking like hell.
Very comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Very comfortably, you know.
Very comfortably.
Women lie, too. If you all remember, there was the case of, you know, what is Janet's last name? The liar. Janet the liar. who, you know, came out and said that she made up her story as it related to Bill Cosby in this whole fiasco. What was her name?
Janice Dickerson.
Yes, Dickerson.
Janice,
Dickerson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Janice
is a classic example. Women lie too. And
but I'm gonna pause that. She came out and lied, and she was in court yesterday when he was sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
Make that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But she was celebrating ultimately along with the other women who may have had some type of legitimacy, around the situation. I'm not downplaying the fact that this man clearly was guilty. He admitted to it, right? But women lie.
Yeah.
And really, I tried to get Rossi Williams on the show tonight. Rossi, a good friend out of Miami, she is a lawyer. She's a certified RN. She's a licensed minister. She's a mother. And
Jamaican.
Her perspective
right.
was, yeah, pretty much. I had an interaction with her last week when this whole topic came up surrounding Judge K, 45's pick for the Supreme Court, who's going through mm-hmm. it right now. I think there's up
Kavanaugh.
To like three women who,
yeah.
who
mm-hmm.
are accusing the judge of inappropriate behavior. Now, the judge is denying the fact that he knows anything, he was not there, and this is, you know, clearly fake news trying to sabotage his nomination. I'm not quite sure all of this is fake news, but at the same time, I'm not quite sure all three of these women are telling the truth. Women do lie in the midst of Me Too. Now, we also know that there are some Me Too women who were the first to raise their hand to talk about being mistreated that after the fact we found out, you know, they had some very unappealing behavior in track record themselves as it related mm-hmm. to how they interacted with men or even boys in some cases. Ladies and gentlemen, rape and abuse and sexual prowlessness is not a game anymore. People are losing their careers. I personally went through a situation in which accused, and if it wasn't because of my overall character and people knowing that, you know, it was a flat-out lie. Now, the woman really didn't do a good job of covering her tracks because, you know, before she accused me, people had openly witnessed, you know, her just they had witnessed her. And so mm-hmm. ultimately, you know, it was a situation where, you know, people were willing to stand up and speak on my behalf. But if it wasn't the fact that I was a leader with people who were willing to stand up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, which is not typical.
Right.
That's not typical. Most people don't have character references and stand up on your behalf, but women lie is the point. And they lie intentionally a lot of times to assassinate character, to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, we've got to let this thing play out. We've never seen anything as messy as the Trump administration and its happenings. We've never seen anything as messy as this right here. But do not be so quick to judge. We don't know who's lying in this situation. Is Judge K lying? Did he really teabag that chick and now trying to pretend like he ain't really teabagger? Now, she's mm-hmm. saying she remember. She's saying that mm-hmm. that thing was in his face, was in her face. She said she remember. He said it wasn't his thing. I'm like, dude, I know it's pretty uncomfortable to be talking about teabagging on a job interview, What if you teabag? Are you teabag?
Yeah.
Just a little.
Can you say awkward? Just a little.
You know.
Did you put your penis in a face, man?
Did you teabag?
I'm trying to figure out how they framed the question.
Right.
Or did you not? Hey.
Was your genitalia in her face?
I did not teabag that woman.
I did not teabag that woman.
But if you listen to the interview, I honestly thought, yeah, I really thought that he was going to say it. If you watch the interview this morning, I said, oh, God, this seems like deja vu. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I just knew it was going to come out. I knew, but he didn't. But he was still on that same, he was on that same path. But, you know, I really would love to know how that was questioned. You know, did you put your private parts on her?
We will find out tomorrow. There are witnesses. This is going to be the most uncomfortable congressional discussion. But we're going to find out a whole lot. We're going to find out a whole lot. Hey, women lie too. We're talking about TMs, and that's me. It's crazy to talk about myself in third person. We're talking about my personal Me Too story, along with what has gone down with Bill Cosby tonight, his first full day in prison, and Judge K, who's going to go through it tomorrow. Can you imagine what his wife and what his daughters are going through right now? We'll talk about that and more on the other side. It's 9:16. But first, we got feet.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes.
Hey, chicken, ow. All right. Well, tonight, what I'm going to give you guys is I don't think you're ready for this bacon jelly. Y'all heard it right? Bacon jelly.
Bacon jelly.
It's savory.
Well, all right.
It's savory. Here we go. You're going to need a pound of bacon cut into about 1-inch pieces, one onion finely chopped, four shallots minced, two cloves of garlic minced, a half a cup of brown sugar, a fourth of a cup of maple syrup, a third of a cup of apple cider vinegar, and a teaspoon of chili powder. Now, you can eliminate that part if you don't want the heat, but it actually brings us a different element to the jelly that is amazing. In a medium saucepan over medium heat, you're going to cook your bacon until it's crispy. Transfer your bacon to a paper towel lined plate, reserving about a tablespoon of your bacon fat in the pan. Reduce the heat to medium low. Add your onion and your shallots to the pan. Cook while stirring often until the onions are caramelized, which will take about 15 minutes. You're going to stir in your garlic, your brown sugar, maple syrup, your vinegar, chili powder, and your cooked bacon. Bring your mixture to a simmer, then reduce the heat to low. Cook until the liquid has reduced and thickened and the onions are jammy, which that'll take about 7 to 10 minutes. Allow this to cool before transferring to a jar. Me personally, what I did tonight, even though I wasn't supposed to have it, I just needed it, a juicy cheeseburger. And I put this bacon jelly on that burger. I would have slapped Barbara, a.k.a. my mama, but I know she looks good in orange, so I wouldn't have gone there. But I really wanted to slap her because it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. I've had it on steak. I've had it on chicken. But I promise you, on that burger this evening was absolutely fantabulous. Try it out and make sure you put it in a mason jar, because in a mason jar, it'll actually hold up in a refrigerator up to 6 months. And all you need to do is scoop out a little bit, warm it up just a little bit, and apply it to whatever meat or dish you would like to try it on. But it's amazing.
Good bacon.
I don't think you're ready, bacon jelly. I don't think you're ready,
you
bacon
go.
Jelly.
Hey,
yes.
Right
hey,
here on the Social Lab. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday, we chops it up with our own resident chef, Madame Fee.
You can catch me in the Chevy Van 150.
Ooh.
Got the glizzy locked
Ooh.
In the fizzy. Pop the glizzy doing 60 down a one with the John Bissy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just popping bottles up and shoes. Rendezvous, that. From the UE lost the hubcap, respect to the shack. Came back in a what's that? From Paris, take a Debbie's head, baby carrots, every jealous. Bird, carry radish, fresh out the dealer. Got the check for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's causes real up in the pink apple. Where it's quick to get the shit tackled. Enemies, spin at your best friend, bitch, not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, you don't need no one. Don't talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for dolo. Saw face without a nolo. When these probably solo, but the beef throwing molo. This all hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Like
I'm staying alive,
it's
baby.
It's on birthday one. It's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for them. It's your own, you heard?
They just want to crush my wife. They just want to take my life. It's so hard.
I'm with the squad. We got guards. Got to set the bar to bar to bar. Trip bars in Miami. Almost came home with the Grammy. Next year, bringing home three for the family. Watch me. You can catch a dive on Hitachi. Popping shit like a Nazi. Iced out like Kibayashi. That Liberace. 4X Versace. Somebody stop me. Never that. Hardcore, you can dance to that old biggie. Give me
one more chance.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. We're both pants and off my drawers and drip me like the Source Awards. I love hip hop. I ain't even probably the best series is alive. Ever sparred? Stop
dreaming.
What you say your name up again? And I know you from where? I don't know.
They just wanna be like
I don't
one.
Know you,
but
man.
They don't want day one, and it's so hard.
Money, that's you again. Go that way.
Hey. 9:22 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, and Feet, just gracing our taste buds and ears with that
bacon jelly.
If you did not get the recipe, log on to the TM Hyman Radio website. It will be posted there. You can find it. Try it. Let us know how it worked out. You know, make us some turkey burgers, bring us some. It would be great. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It
yes.
is 9:23 p.m. here in the Social Lab. And believe it or not, women lie too.
They do.
It's unheard of, right? Yeah. But women lie
they
too.
Do.
And we
they
have
do.
A few more minutes left in the show. But before we go any further, we need to know what TM's experience was with
Man.
The Me Too movement.
Well, you know, it was definitely way before Me Too was even a damn movement.
Right.
You know, but my history is in call centers. You know, I've managed many call centers over the years. And, you know, actually, I've had a couple situations as I really reflect. One of my craziest was in Virginia, and that's not even really what I'm going to talk about. But, you know, there was a situation where, well, you know what, I didn't even go in there. Let's talk about the one I had to go to court with.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I had an employee. I've had many employees over the years as a young leader who, you know, had no issue expressing their attractions, their affections, no problem,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's not an issue. I get it. And I learned to deal with it as a young leader. But I didn't necessarily ever have a female who didn't understand, like, N-O. And clearly women have a problem with no anyway, because they interpret that as, you know, well, what's wrong with me? Or, you know, you think you, you know, all that. And mm-hmm. when they do it publicly and then you respond publicly, then it's like, oh, no, you didn't, you. And I'm thinking, because I was her boss, I was literally her boss. She, you know, was going to pay me back in some way, shape, or form. Fast forward, I get accused of sexually harassing a female with a gun. Now, at that time, I didn't even own a registered gun. I didn't even have one. So for a female to literally take her time to go down to the police station to associate a firearm with a young black man says that you really had it out for me. You really, you know, wanted to really see me, like, something negative happen.
Yeah, she was trying to take you down.
I was already threatened. I was certainly threatened by a family member that was supposedly going to come and take care of me. Now, understand, all of this was really because of rejection, because I didn't want her. Now, one, she was much older than me. Two, she wasn't attractive. Three, she wasn't attractive.
Four, she wasn't attractive.
She wasn't attractive.
Right.
Now, but she, in her own mind, was that thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I was accused of sexually harassing a female with a firearm. Now, this is what the police department actually told me. Because guess what? They came to pick me up at my job. But this is what the police officer said. The police officer said, we came to your job on a weekend intentionally because we didn't think the accusation would fly. But they came on a weekend knowing where they were coming to, that they wouldn't be able to really do too much, but they came and they talked to me. Now, I went down to the police station. I actually, they released me on my own recognizance because of the charge. Mm-hmm. Now, I was working for a company at the time. Again, I was the boss on the job. Because I did not have any kind of character issue, and fellas, it's important to make sure that your track record is consistent. Because typically what happens is if we veered off the beaten path at some point in our lives, when behavior starts to surface, they try to connect the dots, whether there's a connection or not. People judge you based on your behavior. It's that whole cry wolf thing. That's why you got to be on the up and up all the time, because if you cry wolf too many times, people think that's you, or they think you're crying wolf, you know, when you really need some help. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been consistent. And you know, like me, hate me, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, I've always been consistent. And the one thing I like to say is I've always been a consistent asshole. How about that? Nobody knows me better than me. Nobody knows me better than me. I encourage you to know yourself.
That's
Nobody
fair.
Should know
That's
you
fair.
Better than you. You feel me? When somebody calls you a name, be like, is that all you got? See, because I already knew that about myself. See, you got to deal with it as best you can. But
I've been called worse by better.
The one thing I've never been is an abuser or a harasser. I've never had to chase down anything. It's typically been served up with no problem, and I'm certainly not going to try to take it with a firearm. That's not my life. I ain't about that life. You feel me? And so fast forward to what happened. It's time to go to court. The company pays for the lawyer. I had no issue. They pay for the lawyer flat out. That's why you got to be about your business. Because when you're about your business, you know, your business typically is about you. You feel me? Had a lawyer, went to court. On the day of the court, I had witnesses who were in court. Guess who did not show up in court?
Oh, ooh, wow. No, she didn't. After all that. Wow.
Did not show up in court and ultimately did not come back to the job.
Ooh. So she just started a big ruckus and then broke out.
Well, it backfired on them because I was supposed to what? I was supposed to have gotten picked up, embarrassed, and locked up.
And fired, yeah.
Women
ultimately,
lie
that's what she was going
too,
for.
Ladies and gentlemen, women lie too. And so if I hadn't have been a victim of a woman who flat out lied to me because she had received rejection or felt rejection, which is not my problem. See, we've got to be able to accept it how it comes, good, bad, or indifferent. Life is not going to always serve you up a bed of roses. Life is not always peaches and cream. It's a part of adulthood. You got to be able to take good and the bad. And when the bad comes, you can't get mad and lie in an effort to destroy a man's life. Destroy a woman's life is not
right.
We can't assume anything regardless of how it looks. Women lie too, even when it comes to sensitive topics. And it's unfortunate because there are a lot of women who never even bring their situation to the table because they don't think people are going to believe them. Shame, shame, shame.
Yes.
Horrible.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to see what this story brings us tomorrow on Capitol Hill.
I'm definitely going to DVR that. And I'm sure that karma has taken over any type of retaliatory feelings or thoughts you ever could have had because of that situation.
Oh, man, listen. Now, I'll tell you something, though. I've grown up because would you believe this had to have been 15 years ago. This had to have been 15, maybe 20 years ago. Well, would you believe I found out that this person is a very close friend of a relative who they still interact with today? It's a possibility, I could show up, at my relative's house, and this person could be there, or my family could have an event, and this person could be there. I mean, listen, I'm feeling so irie right now. I just want to say her name, just put it on full blast. But I'm not that, maybe I am. I am that shady.
How would you feel?
But I'm not that messy. I am shady like that, but I'm not messy like that.
Yeah, be lucky.
If that time comes, TM, how do you feel like you're going to handle it?
I have moved on. I would probably move around like a python snake,
the extra petty would have come out of me at that point, and I'm going to make that person feel as uncomfortable as possible, killing them with kindness.
Yeah, she would have
then
to.
Then you're
going to
have to figure out.
Understand
yeah, then she's going to have to figure out what my next move is.
Yeah, and that, but that's how I would play it, because this is the deal. Somebody like that, that's a mindset. And mm-hmm. and so because I don't trust her, and because I don't know what her next move could be, I don't know what seeing her could actually trigger for her. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I have learned as a mature African American male to take the high road in most situations, because again, you know, if somebody can go that far, you know, off the beaten path, you don't know mm-hmm. what they're capable of. So for me, I just choose to bypass her altogether. All I know is there's a whole lot of crazy popping off, and I'm not trying to challenge none of that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Women lie too, folks.
Terrible.
That's the name of the game. You know, so it may not be that Judge K is, you know, is lying. It could very well be that Judge K is telling the truth, and these women are not telling the truth. It could very well be. We have to sit back and we have to watch.
It could be, but unfortunately, he's associated himself with a pussy grabbing, lying, manipulative.
Mm. Yeah, man.
You know,
yeah.
you know, very closely
Absolutely.
Flock together. Very closely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mr. Grabber by the pussy himself.
It's very disappointing. It's very disappointing because to see that Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years, you know, out at that Pennsylvania State Correctional Center, you know, it is disturbing to know that he's going to prison, you know, for dropping pills and drinks when you have a president that is sitting high on a hog after admitting, we heard it, to grabbing the pussy. I just don't understand it. And really, moreover, the president has pending sexual abuse cases,
molestation charges,
he won't even hear about until he comes out of office.
Out of office. Now, who does that?
Oh man,
America does that. We did that. Mm-hmm. We did that. And folks, you got to get up, get out, and make sure that you're registered to vote this coming November the 6th. Yesterday was voter registration day here in the United States of America, and I believe it's still voter registration day in certain parts of the country. They're reserving it today and tomorrow. Listen, there is a serious, serious movement to remove African-American, Hispanic, and Asian minorities off of the registration list across the country. Make sure you're still active. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you get your ass out there and vote.
Mm-hmm. Take somebody to vote. You know there's people out there that don't have a way to get to the polls. Do your part and get them there.
It's not a game. It's not a game. We've got to get out and make our voices heard. So much lunacy taking place right now within our government. So much lunacy. Did you all see the president on his rampage today?
I did. And I needed those 30 seconds back that I wasted because he just interrupted my show. So it was on accident. I needed my 30 seconds back. He said absolutely
nothing. It's not a thing. He didn't say anything. And it's pretty, to me, I'm pretty baffled by our inability to help this president navigate the waters. Our inability, meaning the people around him, I mean, there's just no way to make him look good at all.
I think they tried, and there may have been some ray of hope, but when you give him direction and he just goes renegade and does whatever he wants to do, after that happening so many times, me personally, I'd be like, you know what? Okay, well, I try to tell you, go ahead and do what you want to do now.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
I try to tell you. Oh, it's my job to keep him in line. I resign. I resign. I'm done because he don't listen.
Hey, oh my goodness.
So good luck with that.
Oh my goodness. Unbelievable.
Where they say enjoy love. Thanks.
TM Harmon Radio, hot chocolate. What up, madam?
Steve-O
Boston. Hey, we're hanging out with C tonight, chopping it up on Wednesday like we do. Here's Big Sean, Marvin Gaye. We'll be right back.
Yeah. No, they don't really want to take his cool off.
Boy.
So I had to press it.
Early in the morning, whiskey on my mind. Set the mood, girl, I brought some water, yeah, it's our leg.
Hold up. Hold up, 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 yeah, yeah.
She love the way I'm doing it, do it. So good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest.
Gave you a new name,
what's that, what's that, what's
my
that?
Hold up, whoa there.
Let's capture this moment, if I, then I own it. Wanting every moaning and patroning, girl, we groaning. But that got me feeling like a kid with streetlights on.
Streetlights on, on.
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
This is all I know. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Hold up, talk to the man. You talking to a grown man. Like, wait, too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. Just the anthem, get it? The anthem.
Early in the morning, when she's all alone, I'ma take my time. Do it all the way.
Just
to
get
the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
I be saying I say when I know, just cause I don't really wanna talk too much. But you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing. And I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rest, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
when she's all alone, I'ma set the time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Was all inspired by a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Marvin Gaye, Chardonnay, Big Sean, Social Lab, TMC. We chops it up on Wednesday, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Women Lie Too, as I've shared my own personal Me Too story. Listen, and I'm pretty balanced in perspective. I try to always hear people out and I try to listen to the facts. Even though I've been through my own situation, I still try to always have a balanced perspective and listen to the facts, because you never know, and it's never what it appears to be sometimes. So make sure you do the same. Don't be so quick to just take people's word or to just to, you know, believe just because somebody said something happened. Lean in a little bit. Ask some questions, because people lie, man. People lie. We were talking about something off the air. I'll throw it back to you, Fee. You were sharing your thoughts about the situation. And it is pretty crazy.
It's really crazy, you know, and what I'm teaching my girls, you know, build your bubble, your safe place, but don't put yourself in a position either. And no, by no means am I saying that any woman who's been violated put themselves in that position. I don't believe that at all. But be mindful and cognizant of where your surroundings, such as my oldest daughter, Naz, told me she wants to rap. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? I've only known you for 20 years. Where did that come from? But she actually has skills. So now what the next step is, people are looking at her and like, hey, come to the studio with me. Me, personally, my radar go off. Studio means a lot of males.
As they should.
More male than female. Exactly. Yeah. So my thing is, Sweet Cheeks, when you go to those studios, your mama's coming too. So she's looking at me, oh, no. No, your mama's coming too. Your mama's coming too. Because you don't know that surrounding. This is all new to you. But I say this to say, you know, women, they do lie. I've been around women who, if they haven't gotten their way when it comes to a gentleman, they take the lowest blow possible. So the lowest blow is either one, I'm pregnant. Yeah, either one, I'm pregnant, or two, he took it. That's the most shiesty thing that you can do to anyone in any shape or fashion. It's not right. I know people who are walking free today who've done the most nastiest, disgusting thing to some women, yet still they've gotten off. And then you got some that are sitting in prison who did absolutely nothing, you know? Absolutely did not do. And it breaks my heart on both ends, you know? It really does.
Fellas, the one of my main takeaways, and I'm very conscious of this, and it just came back to me why I'm so conscious of this, but it's because of the situation that I've just shared tonight, my own personal Me Too story. Coming out of that situation, I've never been behind a closed door by myself with a female since that situation. That was one thing that I said, I'll never be behind a closed door or in a confined space where there's no witness with a female. I just, in what we have to do as leaders, as male leaders, you know, my dudes, you know, you have to protect yourself. It's called intervention or prevention. You shouldn't have to go through a situation to know that you could have handled that a little better. And so for me, I never wanted to be wrongly accused ever again if I could help it, even though I couldn't help it in that instance, but I had people to back me up because my character was consistent. But, you know, you can help yourself by not putting yourself in a situation. Some people were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you have to prevent, you know, those wrong times sometimes by being conscious of the fact that when you're behind closed doors with females, it's your word against her word. Always have somebody else in the room, or always leave that door open so that people can hear the conversation and you have nothing to hide. intervention or prevention. This is the thing also about an accuser. Someone that accuses you of a crime, it is not up to you to actually justify that you didn't do the crime. It's up to them to prove that you did.
That you
if
did.
Someone ever accuses you of a crime, yeah, you probably need to get a lawyer based on the charge, but now they have to prove that you did it. And she didn't show up in court that day over that frivolous, very horrifying accusation, because at the end of the day, she was nowhere with being able to prove it.
Right.
Women lie too.
I think it was just enough for her to shake your life up and disturb your peace
or try to. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But if you're coming for me, all I'm going to say to you is you better have your shit together. That's all I'm going to say.
You 15 be
years
ready.
Ago and today in 2018, if you're coming for me, you better have your shit together.
Facts. Big old drippy facts.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Horrible.
And it makes me mad because a lot of folks aren't as resourceful. A lot of folks don't have people who will back them up. And just like you said, you know, Fee, you know, a lot of women, when they don't get what they want, they go low. And it's not right.
And we end up with men in the criminal justice system unjustly accused, wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted, who are having to wait 10 and 15 years for evidence to come up or for the person to have a change of heart and come forward and, you know, admit that they lied or admit that they, you know, that person never did what they were accused of. And it's mind-boggling that someone can live with themselves after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And prevents the women who are telling the truth from coming forth because they don't think people are going to believe what they're saying. It's a wild revolving door. It's a very wild revolving door. And I'll say to those who have been abused, you know, both on both sides of the fence, right? Because there are men who have been abused, just like there have been women who have been abused, who never came forth, who never said anything. Quality men respect women's equality. Quality men respects women's equality. And at the end of the day, it's important that you step forth and you get that burden off of you, because you may not have said anything, but it has haunted you all your life. And at some point, if you don't talk about it, you won't ever let it go. You won't ever let it go. I heard a story recently where woman was raped at a very young age. She was molested first at a very early age. She told her parents, and after she told her parents, she was sent away. So that taught her early on that if she ever told, that she would be rejected. So she never told. She's a grown woman in her 40s, still dealing with issues from when she was a little girl. These issues haunt us. They stay with us until we actually get it out. And you get it out by telling somebody, addressing it, right? Listen, it is what it is. You can't deny it. It happened to you. Don't hold yourself accountable. You know, and even if the person has gone on, like, and no longer here with us anymore, still, it's okay. Tell somebody. Get it off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sexual abuse is nothing to play with. Sexual abuse is never okay. It's never justified. And it's one of those things that require a lot of support. So if you know someone,
and you have
who's been
the right to
abused,
have your story heard, exactly.
Absolutely.
If you know
at,
someone,
at whatever age.
You know,
yes.
You know, and encourage them to, you know, talk it out with people that they trust. Often we're very embarrassed by situations like this. And to be honest, I think for a long time, even though I had nothing to be embarrassed about, I was very embarrassed, like, by that situation, the fact that I even had to go through it. Because I think, you know, for me, and it was probably a part of her mission overall, you know, I'm thinking people really still was looking at me with a side eye, like, we know you did somewhere. We know you. You know, you did something to make her, you know, act like that. And I didn't do anything. I truly did not do anything at all. And so I think there was a certain level of embarrassment that I even felt. And I know for a fact, as a man, if I could feel embarrassment and I didn't even do anything, can you imagine what a victim really feels like? I can't even imagine what a victim really feels like.
Yeah, it's real. Can't even, you know, and it's so sad that we're in the type of society that it's, we're either on one side of the fence or on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so unfair because there's so many liars out here, yet there's so many people who are being honest, but the liars almost trump it, right?
Yeah.
It's almost trumped because of the deceit, and it's so sad. It's so sad. You know, it's almost the boy who cried wolf, and it's sad because there are people out here that are really suffering, who really dealt with things, who really gone through, who tried to make their voice heard, but yet and still you get like the dummy that tried to do TM in, you know, who put you through hell, money for courts and things of that nature, and then don't show up. Insane. Yes, like you said, TM, women lie too. Women lie too.
Sure do.
And it's unfortunate. I mean, we know we've heard stories on this show, you know, about situations that people have gone through. So we know it's certainly not anything to play with. Very sensitive, sensitive topic. But, you know, again, it goes both ways. And so, again, the message tonight in the midst of Me Too, you know, we can't beat people to death, you know, with the Me Too movement, because at the end of the day, it's about truth and facts. And, you know, we've seen situations here recently where all the facts and the truth didn't quite shake down the way we thought. Right. And so,
you know,
Bill Cosby is the poster child for accountability. The system wanted to hold somebody accountable, and they have that accountability with Bill Cosby today. Let's see if they will have that with Judge K tomorrow. We shall see. And
meanwhile,
we're back on Monday 9P. We got T-Bars. Back with her album. She was on with us a couple months ago. She's back with her brand new album. We got Corey Taylor, a music executive. He got some projects in the works with Faith Evans and SWB and a few other folks. He's with us on Wednesday. And then we got Raheem Devon coming that following Wednesday. So we got some that following Monday.
Let me tell you. No, I got to
scream
now. Oh, Raheem, Father God, that's who you should be having to Uber in over to my house, Mr. Devon. Yes.
For a few weeks. Hey,
what you're saying is
you need
the photograph of me and Raheem Devon from our first No Sleep Lifestyle experience. I'll be emailing
that
to you shortly.
Bring that to the show.
I'll be emailing that to you shortly.